Blessed morning to all of you.
早上平安。
We commemorate the day of resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ from the dead.
今天早上我们要纪念主耶稣从死里复活。
He was crucified on the cross, hung on it for 6 hours.
他被钉在十字架上，悬挂了六个钟头。
And finally, the Roman soldiers wanted to be sure he died. They pierced him on his side with a spear.
罗马必定要确保耶稣已经死了，就用枪刺了他的肋旁。
The Son of God, who became the Son of Man, cried out triumphantly.
神的儿子变成人子的耶稣大声喊着说
：“It is finished!” And he gave up his ghost.
成了，便将他的灵魂交在父手中，就断气了。
He died.
断气了。
But there are many people who would deny his death.
但今天早上还是有很多人否定他的死。
And they will go to a great length to prove it.
并且想尽办法去证明他没有死。
Someone wrote to a Christian magazine.
有人写信给基督教的一个杂志。
Dear sir, our preacher said on Easter that Jesus was badly wounded and he fainted on the cross and his disciples nursed him back to health. What do you think?
先生，我们的传道人在复活节跟我们说，耶稣伤得很重，在十字架上昏了过去，但他的门徒却把他治好了。你怎么看
？The editor's reply was this.
这编辑回答这个读者说
：“Dear reader, beat your preacher with 39 heavy strokes.
亲爱的读者，请你将你的传道人抽39鞭。
Nail him on the cross.
将他钉在十字架上。”
Hang him in the blistering sun for 6 hours.
悬挂在烈热下长达六个钟头。
Run a spear through his side.
再用枪砸他的肋旁。
Embalm him, put him in an endless tomb for 72 hours.
将他反腐，然后把他关在一个密不透风的一个坟墓里长达72个钟头。
And see what happened.
你说他会怎么样
？Jesus died.
耶稣死了。
But he did not remain in the tomb forever.
但他没有待在坟墓里。
3 days later, he rose from the dead.
3天后，他从死里复活。
He appeared to his disciples in a body.
他是有身体的，向门徒显现。
We believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus.
我们相信主是从死里复活的。
He did not appear to his disciples in a spirit.
他不是用灵魂来向门徒显现。
Thomas said, "Unless I see his nail."Pierced hands, I will not believe.
多马说：“我非看见他手上的钉痕，我总不信。”
Jesus appeared the second time before his disciples.
耶稣第二次在他的门徒面前显现。
This time, Thomas was in the room.
这次多马在房间里面了。
And Jesus said to him, "Reach thither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach thither hither thy hand and thrust it into my side."And be not faithless, but believing.
耶稣对多马说：“伸出你的手指头来，摸我的手；伸出你的手来，探入我的肋旁。不要疑惑，总要信。”
Thomas believed because he had sinned.
多马相信，因为他已经犯了罪。
But the Lord Jesus says, "Blessed are they who have not seen but believe."
但耶稣说：“那没有犯罪又信的，就有福气了。”
We have not seen physically the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们没有亲眼看见主耶稣复活。
But we believe, and in our hearts we are certain that he rose from the dead.
但我们心里面确实相信他已经从死里复活了。
My dear brethren, we are blessed.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是蒙福的。
Hold fast to this faith.
我们要坚定我们的信仰。
Endure it to the end.
我们要坚持到底。
In our scripture text, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, I want to read 3-6, verses 3-6.
我们再看哥林多前书15章3到6节。
For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom The greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep.
哥林多前书第十五章第三到六节，请听我来念。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了；又照圣经所说，第三天复活了，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给五百多个弟兄看，其中一大半如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。
Christ is risen, Hallelujah! What a Savior!
基督已经从死里复活，哈利路亚，他是救主。
I hope this is our proclamation.
我希望今天我们这个也是我们的宣言。
Brethren, are you excited by this truth?
弟兄们，你们会为了这个事实感到兴奋吗？
We have a Savior who is alive.
我们的救主已经活了。
And he is here this morning.
今天早上也在我们当中。
To receive our praise and worship.
来听我们的祷告与我们的敬拜。
So may we worship him in spirit and in truth.
但愿我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
A little girl was so excited about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus that she went to share her faith with others.
有一个小女孩因为主的复活已经复活了，她很兴奋，跟别人去分享她的信仰。
Someone responded by saying, "Which Christ? Are there not many?"
有人问她说，是哪个基督？有那么多个。
Her answer was a classic.
小女孩的回答是个经典。
She said, "Sir, there are many pretenders, but I worship the one which rose from the dead."
先生，山寨版是有不少，但我信奉的那一个是从死里复活的。
Resurrection is a cardinal doctrine of the Christian faith.
死里复活是基督教的基要教义。
I think our speaker this morning, Elder Sim, did mention about it.
沈长老今天早上在城市礼拜也提过了。
It is the touchstone doctrine.
它是教义的试金石。
Everything we believe and hold sacred stand or falls on the fact of the resurrection.
我们一切所相信的是否站立得住，很大程度都基于在死里复活的事实。
Man died and remained in the tomb.
人死了都留在坟墓里。
Christ died and he came out of the tomb.
基督死了却走出坟墓，他走出坟墓。
He conquered the grave.
他征服了坟墓。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 55, it says, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory?"
哥林多前书十五章五十五节那里记着说，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Reverend Sun Yun Moon was the founder of the Unification Church in Korea.
文先明牧师是韩国统一教的创办者。
This cult is commonly known as the Moonies.
有些人把他的追随者取了一个小名叫 Moonies.
It is famous for their pompous mass wedding celebration.
他们以集体的结婚而闻名。
Moon claimed that Jesus failed in his mission as savior of the world.
文先明说基督的救世计划已经失败了。
He was crucified on the cross.
他被钉在十字架上。
Therefore the world needed a second Jesus, the real Jesus.
所以这个世界上需要第二个耶稣，而且是真正的耶稣。
Moon claimed he is the true Messiah.
文先明宣称他就是那真正的弥赛亚。
Moon died on the 3rd of September 2012 at the age of 92.
文先明于2012年9月3日与世长辞。
Sadly, his body remained in the grave.
很遗憾的，他的尸体还留在坟墓里。
He is not the Messiah.
他不是弥赛亚。
He's a fraudster.
他是个骗子。
In Philippians chapter 3, Paul tells of his life's aspiration.
在保罗在腓立比书第三章告诉我们他人生的愿望。
That is to know Christ.
是要认识基督。
In verse 10, he says, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering be made conformable unto his death."
第十节说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
There are three things Paul seeks to know.
有三样东西是保罗所寻求的。
To seek to know Christ, to know the power of his resurrection and to know the fellowship of his suffering.
第一，认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，还有最后，并且晓得和他一同受苦。
The Greek word for to know is ginosko.
希腊文的认识是 ginosko.
In the Greek language, the level of knowing is differentiated by the use of different words.
在希腊文里，不同深度的认识有不同的词汇。
Ginosko is to have an experiential knowledge of something or someone.
希腊文字 ginosko 指的是有亲身体会的认识。
In other words, you know the thing or you know the person inside out.
换句话说，是深入的认识。
I know the president of Singapore.
我认识新加坡总统。
He's also the patron of the Boys Brigade.
他是少年旅的赞助者。
I know quite a bit of other things about him.
我对他还懂得不少。
But this knowledge at best is superficial.
但我对他的认识是表面的。
He does not know me.
他并不认识我。
Jesus knows us very well.
主耶稣对我们有深刻的认识。
But do we know him well?
但我们对主有深刻的认识吗？
Is there a personal relationship built up through studying his word and spending time communing with him?
我们是否有通过读经和花时间与他沟通，来建立和他一对一的关系？
Paul seek to know him by experience.
保罗寻求亲自经历神。
He knows about Christ's sacrificial love.
他知道主牺牲的爱。
Now he wants to know it experientially.
但他要亲自经历这爱。
The book of Philippians is a prison epistle.
腓立比书是一封监狱书信。
And Paul was at this time in prison.
保罗这个时候在监狱里面。
Bible scholars have different idea as to where he was in prison.
不同的圣经学者对他到底在哪里被囚禁有不同的意见。
But from the reading of the book, it is clear that he was in prison.
但我们很清楚地看见他确实是在一个监牢里面。
He is ready to die for Christ.
他准备为主来殉道。
That's why he says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain."
所以他说我活着是基督，我死了就有益处。
Now this morning we want to see the power of Christ's resurrection.
今早我们要看主复活的大能。
Our focus this morning is on the person of Christ.
我们今天早上要专注于基督。
There are some things we learn about him in this text.
从这段经文中我们能认识他。
Number one,We want to see that he has power.
第一就是他有权柄。
Jesus is powerful.
耶稣是有权柄的。
His resurrection proves he has conquered death and the grave.
他的复活证明了他征服死亡与坟墓。
I want to read stanza 3 of the hymn, Lo, in the grave he lay.
我要从一个诗歌里面主在坟墓里安睡的第三节。
We sang it just before.The preaching.
刚才也唱了。
Death cannot hold his prey. Jesus, my Savior, he tore the bars away. Jesus, my Lord.
死权不能困主，耶稣我救主。因已被救主得胜，耶稣我主。
And the chorus says, Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph of his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain.And he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah, Christ arose.
刚才我们唱的副歌，主从坟墓里复活，得胜一切仇敌与罪恶。主耶稣复活，得胜黑暗君王。
When Jesus came to earth, he did not lose his divinity.
当基督来到世上，他并没有丧失神的属性。
He has all the essential attributes of deity.
他仍然拥有神的本质属性。
If there's any attribute of deity seemingly not in him, it is because he gave it up voluntarily while on earth.
如果有哪些神的属性好像不在他里头，那是因为他主动放弃了。
For example, his omnipresence.
例如，神是我们知道神是无所不在的。
Christ was not in two places at the same time.
但基督没有在同一个时间里面在两个不同的地方出现。
He chose to take on the attribute of humanity.
那是因为他选择人的属性。
In his earthly ministry, he healed the sick, made the blind see, and the lame walk.
在他地上的事工，他医治病人，使瞎眼看见，使瘸子行走。
He has authority over diseases, natural forces, and the devil and his angels.
无论是疾病、自然力量，或者是魔鬼和天使的身上，他都有权柄。
The disciples marveled and said, "And if what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Mark chapter 4, verse 41.
马可福音四章四十一节，圣经说门徒就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海都听从他了。”
The subject of resurrection is a wonder.
复活是个神迹。
How can a dead man be raised to life again?
一个死人如何能够复活？
Science cannot prove it.
科学无法证明这一点。
It is the power of God in raising Jesus to life.
只有神能有权柄叫耶稣复活。
Do you believe in God's omnipotence?
我们相信神的大能吗？
Is that true in your life?
在我们的生活里面，这是否一个事实呢？
If it is, then we should be living victorious Christian life over sin and over the world.
如果我们相信神的大能，那我们应该活着一个得胜的生活，不用没有胜过罪恶。
Now if we are defeated many times,
如果我们常被打败，
then we must know the power of Christ's resurrection.
那我们必须认识主耶稣复活的大能。
And we must know it experientially.
我们要亲身经历神。
The second thing I want you to see is this: He came to fulfill what was written in the Scripture.
第二点我们要看的是，他来乃要成就那经上所记的。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 to 4.
在哥林多前书第十五章第一到第四节，
which we have read earlier on, tells us that the gospel preached concerns Christ's resurrection from the dead.
我们刚才也念了这段经文，记载是主耶稣从死里复活。
And we are told that he was buried and rose again the third day, according to the scripture, verse 4.
根据经文所记，他死了，并三天从死里复活。
Christ died for our sin, also according to the scriptures.
主耶稣是为我们的罪而死，那是在经上所记的。
Where do we see in the Old Testament concerning his suffering and death?
我们在旧约有看到他的死，还有他的这个受的刑罚吗？
It is recorded in Isaiah chapter 53.
那是在以赛亚书第五十三章。
Time does not allow us to go to that passage of scripture.
因为时间的关系，我们没有读。
But please read it.
你们可以回家读。
Reflect on what Christ went through for us.
我们读的时候可以思想主是如何经历那个痛苦。
Where is it recorded that he rose from the dead?
哪里记载着主从死里复活呢？
It is recorded in Psalm 16 verses 8 and 10.
那是记载在诗篇第十六章八到第十节。
And the speaker this morning read to us the two verses too.
那今早的讲员也读了这两段的经文。
It seems that he has stolen part of my message.
看来他已经盗取了我部分的讲章。
However, I would like to read to you Psalm 16, verses 8, 9, and 10.
但今天早上我们要从诗篇第十六篇看第八到第十节。
I set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope, for thou.Will not leave my soul in hell, neither will thou suffer thy holy one to see corruption.
诗篇十六篇第八节，我将耶和华常摆在我面前，因他在我右边，我便不致摇动。因此我的心欢喜，我的灵快乐，我的肉身也定安然居住。第十节，因为你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Christ's word is true，
基督的话是真实的。
We obey his word and do his commandment，
我们要听他的话，行他的命令。
At the Mount of Transfiguration， God spoke of his son，
在变相的山上，耶稣神如此说，
This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased, hear ye him，
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听从他。
The father says listen to the son，
父说要听子。
What he say is true，
他说的是真实的。
And all judgment will be given to him one day，
所有的审判将在他的手中。
So my beloved brothers and sisters, let's give attention to the word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
即使如此，弟兄姐妹们，我们今天就一定要专心来听，经上所记的话语。
The next point which I'd like to share with you.
接下来的另外一点。
Christ is the glorious risen Lord and Savior. Worship ye him.
基督是荣耀复活的救主，我们当拜他。
Let's look at verses 20 to 27 in our scripture text, 1 Corinthians 15.
再次翻到哥林多前书十五章第二十到第二十八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 to 27.
哥林多前书十五章第二十到第二十八节。
But now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God.Even the Father, when he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he have put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he have put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under his feet, it is manifest that he is accepted.Which did put all things under him.
我们来看哥林多前书第十五章，我们要从第二十节看到第二十八节。找着了，请听我来念。但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡之人出熟的果子。死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。但个人要按自己的次序复活，出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候，那些属基督的，在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交于父神，因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他脚下。第二十六节，静默了所毁灭的仇敌就是死，因为经上说神叫万物都伏在他的脚下，既说万物都伏在他，都伏了他，叫那显明万物的伏他的就不在其内了。
Note the word first fruits，
请留意初熟的果子这个字。
It appeared twice， one in verse 20， the other time in verse 23，
出现了两次，第一次是在二十节，第二次是在二十三节。
Now the word does not mean first of its kind.
这个字并不意味着复活是头一次发生。
Before the resurrection of Christ, the Bible tells us about the resurrection of Lazarus.
在基督复活之前，圣经告诉我们关于拉撒路复活的事。
He died, and 4 days later he rose from the dead by coming out of the tomb.
拉撒路死了四天后呢，他从死里复活，走出坟墓。
So by the word first fruit means to have preeminence.
所以出熟的果子呢，这句话指的是主在凡事上居首位。
Please turn with me to Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 18.
请翻到哥罗西书第一章十五到第十八节。
Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 18.
哥罗西书第一章第十五到第十八节。
Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers.All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things that he might have the preeminence.
哥罗西书第一章第十五到第十八节找着了，请听我来念。爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借他造的，又是为他造的。第十七节，他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立，他是教会全体之首，他是元首，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
Now I want you to note the word firstborn.
请留意这个出熟的果子这个字。
And it appears twice in this passage.
出现了两次。
In verse 15 and in verse 18.
第十五节还有第十八节。
Now the two words, first fruit and firstborn, points to Christ's preeminence.
这两个字，首生的还有出熟的果子，都代表着神居首位。
He should have first place in our life.
他应该在我们的生命里面占第一位。
His word should have the first place in our decision.
他的话语是我们做出选择的第一考要。
We should be guided by him.
我们应该借着他来做决定。
So I hope that Christ will have the preeminence.In all our lives,
愿我们的生活中神都居首位。
And I want to say this: Let Him have the preeminence in our worship.
我要在此声明，让我们在崇拜的时候呢，也以他居首位。
That is, our focus is on Him when we come to worship.
就是说，我们崇拜的时候专注在他身上。
The power of Christ's resurrection.
基督死的复活的大能。
So we have seen three things about the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们已经看了关于基督的三样事。
Now I come to the second part of my outline.
我们来到我们的这个分享的第二段。
What effect it has on us?
基督复活的大能对我们有什么影响呢？
Now to have just mere head knowledge is not sufficient.
有知识是不足够的。
This truth must greatly affect our life.
这个知识需要影响我们的生命。
We say Christ rose from the dead.
我们说主从死里复活。
And he lives forever to reign.
他在永恒里面掌权。
So are we fully conscious that he is alive, he is here, he is with us every day?
我们是否能够亲身的体验出他今天在活在我们当中？
So are we careful in the way we talk about him?
我们在论他的时候有没有很小心的？
In the Ten Commandment, the third commandment says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain."
十诫的第三诫，不可妄称主你的神耶和华你的神的名。
So we have to take care with the manner we talk, the way we behave.
所以我们的行为举止都要小心。
Because we know that he is alive, he is watching, and he is listening to us.
因为我们信他今天活着，所以他看着我们，在观察我们所做的一切事。
How does he affect us?
他如何影响我们？
First of all, I want to tell you that our belief is rock solid, and our preaching fruitful.
首先我们要提的就是我们的信，我们所信的稳如磐石，我们所传的果必有果效。
Please look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 11 and 12.
请翻到哥林多前书第十五章第十一到第十五节。
1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 11 and 12.
哥林多前书第十五章十一到。
I would like to read up to verse 15.
十一节念到第十五节。
Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen?But if there, and if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, whom he raised not up. If so be that the dead raised not.
哥林多前书第十五章十一节，请听我来念。不拘是我是众使徒，我们如此传，你们也如此信。既传基督是从死里复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？若没有死人复活的事，基督也没有复活了。若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。第十五节。并且明显我们是为神枉做见证的，因为我们见证神是叫基督复活，若死人真不复活，神也没有叫基督复活了。
If Christ did not rise from the dead, our faith is in vain, and our preaching is also vain.
如果神没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，我们所信的也是枉然。
The word vain means empty, fruitless, devoid of truth.
枉然是指空虚的，没有果效的，没有真理的。
But I want to tell you that our faith, our belief is rock solid.
但我要告诉弟兄姐妹们的是，我们的信仰稳如磐石。
And our preaching is fruitful.
我们所传的必有果效。
Because Christ rise from the dead.
因为主已经从死里复活了。
Now the second thing I want to note is this.
第二点我们要提到的是这
Our sins are washed away.
我们的罪已被洗净。
If you look at verse 16, it says, For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. Ye are yet in your sins.
第十六节这样子记载，因为死人若不复活，基督也没有复活了。
Because Christ rose from the dead,Our sins are washed away.
因为基督已经从死里复活了，我们的罪都得了赦免。
Now, before we talk about resurrection, we must talk about his death.
我们在还没有谈到他复活之前，我们需要谈到他的死。
And when we talk about his death, we must also talk about the shedding of his blood.
我们如果要谈到他的死，我们必须提到他为我们所流出的宝血。
And we put this truth all together.
我们把这些真理放在一起。
We say they are all true.
我们说全是真实的。
He shed his blood. He died. He rose from the dead.
他流血，他死了，并从死里复活。
Thank God, our sins are washed away.
感谢主，我们的罪得赦免。
It is covered in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣用血来遮盖我们的罪。
And henceforth, we have His righteousness upon us.
所以我们有今天有他的义。
You know, this is such a wonderful truth.
这是如此美丽的一个事实。
Today we can come before God's most holy presence.
我们今天能够到他的圣洁的面中。
Not because we have any righteousness.
不是因为我们是义人。
The Bible says there's none righteous, no, not one.
没有义人，连一个都没有。
How then can we come to God?
那我们如何来到主的面前呢？
We come in and through the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那是借助主的义，使我们能够到他的面前。
Because he shed his blood, he died, and he rose from the dead.
因为他为我们流出宝血，他死了，并且死里复活。
So this is the second thing about its effect, the effect of resurrection.
所以这是第二点，第二点关于他的死如何影响我们。
I want you to look at the third effect.
我们现在要看第三个影响。
We have hope.
我们有希望。
And our hope is eternal.
我们在永恒里有指望。
You see, if our hope is only on this earth, we are very miserable.
如果我们的希望只是在这个世界上，那我们非常的可怜。
Then we don't want to go through all the troubles of this world.
那就不需要那么常常劳师动众了。
But because there's eternal hope.
但因为我们有永恒的指望。
We can live with confidence.
我们能够有信心地活着。
I want you to look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 18.
我们要看哥林多前书第十五章十八节。
Then they also which have fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits.Of them that slept.
哥林多前书第十五章第十八节到第二十节，请听我来念。就是在基督里睡了的人也灭亡了。我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。第二十节，但基督已经从死里复活，成为睡之人出熟的果子。
I want you to see three things about our future hope.
我们要从我们以后的指望里面来看三样东西。
Number one, we have the hope of our of resurrection.
第一，我们有复活的指望。
This is also mentioned by the speaker this morning.
这个也是沈长老今天早上所提的。
If you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 54, you will see the promise of our future resurrection.
哥林多前书第十五章第五十一节就看到了基督关于复活的应许。
Verse 51 says, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory.
哥林多前书第十五章第五十一节，早着了，请听我来念。我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变。就在一瞬间，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因为号筒要响，使人要复活成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变。第五十三节，这必朽坏的总要变成不朽坏的，这必死的总要变成不死的，这必朽坏的即变成不朽坏的，这必死的即变成不死的。那时经上所记使被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。
Now I like the way Paul mentioned about death in metaphor.
我喜欢保罗用的这个死亡的比喻。
He said we shall not all sleep.
他说我们不是全都睡了。
We shall sleep.
我们必定睡。
Remember, it is a metaphor concerning our death.
记得这是用死亡打个比方。
Now we all go to sleep with this assurance that we will be awake in the morning.
我们睡觉的时候，第二天肯定会起身。
And it will be a new day, a bright morning.
第二天呢，将会是阳光普照的一天。
I'm sure no one go to sleep without this hope.
我们相信睡的人不会说没有这个指望。
And if there's no new morning, there's no bright new day, then it is a very miserable, a very frightening thing.
如果第二天不是有新的一天，不是阳光普照，那是非常吓人的。
So Paul wants us to understand this, that when we go to sleep, in other words, when we die, there is hope.
所以保罗要我们知道，我们睡了，也就是说我们死了之后呢，我们是有指望的。
The hope of resurrection.
复活的指望。
The hope of being taken up to heaven to meet our God.
那个指望是我们都会被提去见主。
The hope of inheriting the place that the Lord Jesus Christ has prepared for us.
我们能够拥有主为我们所预备的那个美好的地方。
The hope of walking on the ground that is made of gold.
我们都有指望走那黄金街。
And the most blessed of all is the hope of seeing our Lord Jesus Christ.
最大的希望就是我们终于能够看见我们的主耶稣了。
We all want to see him.
我们每一个人都想见他。
One day we shall see him.Face to face.
有一天我们将会与他面对面。
Today we look at him as if we look at a mirror. It's quite vague.
今天我们看他就好像我们在看镜子一样模糊不清。
We cannot fully comprehend everything about him.
我们没有办法完全的理解关于他的事。
But that day when we are taken up to heaven, we shall know all things.
在我们被提到天空中的时候呢，我们将会完全明白一切。
So what is the power of Christ's resurrection?
那基督复活的大能是什么呢？
It is our eternal hope.
就是我们在永恒里的指望。
There's another thing I want you to know.
有另外一点。
We shall reign with him.
我们将与他一同作王。
In verse 21, it says, For since by man came death,By man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Verse 23. But every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, after they that are Christ at his coming. Verse 24. Then cometh the end when he shall have delivered up the kingdom of God, even the Father.When he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, verse 25, for he must reign till he had put all his enemies under his feet.
哥林多前书第十五章第二十一节，死既从一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都复活，但个人是按自己的次序复活。出熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。第二十四节，在后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神。第二十五节，因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他脚下。
Paul said this, he must reign.
保罗说的，基督必要作王。
And the Bible is clear that we shall reign with him.
圣经里面也清楚地记载，我们必与他一同作王。
What a blessed truth.
这是何等蒙福的事实。
You know, what is man that God should be mindful of?
我们人算什么，神竟然要顾念我们。
Yet God will give his son to die for us.
他情愿将他的独生子赐给我们，将他的独生子赐给我们。
And one day we will reign with his son.
有一天我们将会与子一同作王。
What a wonderful truth!
这是何等美妙的真理。
Are you excited about the prospect of our future?
我们会对我们的未来的展望感到兴奋吗
？The third thing.
第三点。
It tells us of our future glorification.
第三点是关于我们日后的荣耀。
I want you to look at verses 40 to 50.
我们现在要看哥林多前书第十五章第四十到第五十节。
I'm not going to read the whole passage, but I'm going to read to you a few verses in this passage. Verse 40, there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars, for one star differeth from another star in glory. Verse 42, so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption.
第四十节到第四十二节，有天上的形体，也有地上的形体。但天上的形体的荣光是一样的，地上形体的荣光又是一样。日有日的荣光，月有月的荣光，星有星的荣光，这星和那星的荣光也有分别。第四十二节，使人复活也是这样，所种的必朽坏，复活的是不朽坏的。
I told you earlier on that Christ rose bodily, that means he rose with his body.
之前我们提到主是与他的身体一起复活的。
Do you know that some will experience a bodily resurrection?
你们是否知道有一天我们有一些人也会跟身体一起复活？
The Bible says the dead in Christ at the point of rapture, the dead in Christ shall rise first.
圣经告诉我们那些死了的人将首先复活。
Now God will have given them a new body for their resurrection.
他复活的时候主就赐给他们一个新的身体。
And then Paul says that they are alive will be caught up together with them in heaven.
那些还活着的将会被提到空中与他见面。
You see, we will be resurrected not in this corruptible body, but an incorruptible body.
我们复活的时候，复活的并不是我们这个能朽坏的，复活的是那不朽坏的身体。
This is glorification.
这就是荣耀。
This is the final step of our salvation.
这是我们救恩的最后一步。
Christ not only saved our soul.
主不只是救我们的灵魂。
The Bible tells us very clearly that one day He's going to give us a new body.
圣经里面清楚地告诉我们，有一天他将会给我们一个新的身体。
It is an incorruptible body, a spiritual body.
这个身体是不朽坏的，是有灵魂的。
A body that is not subject to decay or deterioration.
这个身体不会腐败。
Of course, it will not be a body like that on earth when we have lots of physical infirmities.
当然在这个世上有许多的软弱，我们的身体不是这样的。
It will be a glorious one.
我们以后的身体是荣耀的。
What a great prospect.
这是何等大的指望。
Aren't we looking forward to that glorious day?
我们是否能够向往那日后的日子呢？
Christ died and rose from the dead.
基督死了，现在已经升到天上去。
If we die with Christ, we also rise from the dead.
如果我们与基督同死，必与他同活。
This is our blessed hope.
这是我们的指望。
Hope we are excited about the fact of our future resurrection.
希望我们会为着我们将来指望，我们能复活的指望感到兴奋。
But dear brothers and sisters, never forget that it is Christ who raised from the dead first.
但弟兄姐妹们，请不要忘记，是神首先从死里复活。
And you and I have this blessed hope.
你跟我都有这个蒙福的指望。
In the 19th century, there was a famous evangelist by the name of Harry Reimer.
在十八世纪里面，有一个美国的布道家叫哈里博士。
He was lecturing in a certain place, and during the question and answer period, a young Jewish man stood up and said to him.
他在某一个地方讲课，到了发问的时间，有一个年轻的犹太人站起来，他问哈里博士说。
What did Jesus Christ do that no one else did?
有什么是基督做过，但却没有别人做过的？
Dr. Reimer answered him this way.
哈里博士如此回答。
Sir, you are a Jew.
先生，你是一个犹太人。
Would you agree with me that the Romans crucified nearly 30,000 young Jewish men?
你会同意我说，历史上渐渐有30,000个犹太青年人曾经被罗马人钉在十字架上吗？
Now this is recorded in one of the Jewish history book.
这是记载在犹太人的历史里面。
Now the questioner answered in the affirmative.
这个问题得到了肯定的答案。
Dr. Rimmer continued by saying, "All right, I will name one of those who were crucified, and you name another."
哈里博士继续说，好，我将念出那被钉在十字架上的其中一人的名字，然后你再继续念出另一个被钉在十字架上的人的名字。
I name Jesus Christ.
我先念耶稣。
The student say, I can't name another.
学生说，我想不出另一个名字。
Do you know why no one knows the name of the 30,000 who died by crucifixion?
你知道为什么没有人知道那另外30,000个被钉在十字架上的人的名字吗？
The reason is only one man's crucifixion is all important to the history of mankind.
原因是只有一个人的受难是对人类历史的是有重要性的。
His resurrection shall never be forgotten.
他的复活永远将不会被遗忘。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
this morning you are here in this worship, Easter worship.
今天早上你来这个复活节的崇拜。
You remember that he rose from the dead.
我们来纪念主，从死里复活。
This morning we had our sunrise service at a car park.
今早也有晨曦礼拜。
We are worshiping God.
我们来敬拜神。
But do you know you are also testifying to the world?
可是我们知道吗？我们也是在向这世上做见证。
I'm quite sure many people who were going to the market will be asking, what are these people doing?
我相信很多早上去市集的人都会问，这些人到底是去哪里做什么？
And someone will say, it's Easter Sunday.
那有些人会说，今天是复活节。
And then someone will ask, what is Easter?
这样可能有人会发问，复活节是什么？
Oh, it is the day where the Christians remember the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就可以回答，复活节就是基督教在今天会纪念主从死里复活。
So we must continue to do it.
所以我们必须有这样的聚会。
So that we can be a witness to the world.
好让我们能够为主来做见证。
But I hope you remember this.
我希望我们能够记得。
We don't do it only on Easter Sunday.
不要只是在复活节里面做这个见证的事。
We should do it every Sunday.
我们每个礼拜天都应该做。
And I should say,We should do it every day in our life.
我更要进一步的说，我们其实是在每一天都要做这见证的事。
I must live a life with the knowledge of this fact that Christ rose from the dead.
我们活着就一定要知道这个真理，就是主在我心里面活着，他已经从死里复活。
And I'm a hopeful Christian.
我是充满希望的基督教徒。
And I want people to know that there is hope.
我也要别人知道这个世界上有指望。
Let your life and my life be such a witness.
但愿你跟我的生活都能够成为这个见证。
So may God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our gracious Heavenly Father.
我们在天上的父。
Thank you for the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢你从死里复活。
And we are to proclaim this truth.
我们今天要宣扬这个真理。
Help us to live,
让我们能够活着
according to this truth,
是基于这个真理
so that others will know,
好让别人都知道
our Savior is a living Savior.
我们的主是活着的主
Give us grace,
赐我们恩典
to overcome sin and the world,
让我们能够克服这个罪还有这世界
living a victorious life for you.
让我们过着得胜的生活
Please help us,
请帮助我们。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告。
In Jesus' name.
乃是奉主耶稣基督得胜的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.